Jesus Christ, was he a true man?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book against racism entitled Darwin's Plantation.
When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became a man, is it okay to call him, as some people do, the God-man? Well, yes, it is. You see, because the first man sinned, all his descendants will be cut off from God for eternity. And we needed a man, but a perfect man, to pay the penalty for sin, which is death. But none of us could do that. We're all sinners. That's why the Creator, Jesus Christ, became a man. Thus he was God and man, two natures, but one person. As a perfect man, the God-man, he could die for our sin and offer salvation. And think about this. When Jesus became a man, he actually became one of our relatives. You see, the reason Jesus could die for the sins of mankind is because we're all related, back to the first two people. Christians who insist they can believe in evolution have to face the fact that, in essence, they're saying Jesus became a descendant of an ape-like ancestor. That'd destroy the message of the gospel.
Learn more about how Darwinian evolution undermines the gospel when you read our special issue of Answers Magazine. We'll send it to you for your gift of any size today. For some fascinating reading, call toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web, answersoffer.org.